from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. More Guantanamo prisoners released. In the biggest transfer so far, 15 prisoners at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been released to the United Arab Emirates. The departure of the 12 Yemeni nationals and three Afghans leaves 61 detainees at Guantanamo as the Obama administration tries to close the facility before it leaves office in January. R. Nicholas Palarino, a visiting professor at Georgetown University, said while he understands the administration's position, the U.S. remains at war with the jihad. Hottest movement.
If you accept that, which many of our leaders do, and many people around the world do, then we should not be releasing these prisoners back into the battlefield. And the battlefield is not only Syria, Iraq, it is around the world at this point.
A spokesman for Amnesty International said, however, keeping Guantanamo open gives cover to foreign governments to ignore international human rights. The parents of the Nigerian schoolgirls who viewed the most recent video by their Boko Haram abductors were described Monday as wounded by the images. A masked man on the video released Sunday said some of the girls were killed in airstrikes. Hosea Sambado is the chairman of the Chibok, a community in Abuja.
What makes them sad is for the fact that many girls have died according to the video, and some are broken, some has wound on their heads due to the airstrike. It makes the parents feel so sad.
Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 schoolgirls from the Borno State village in April of 2014. This is VOA News. Russia said its bombers on Tuesday struck militant targets in Syria from an airbase in Iran. Now, it's believed the first time Russian warplanes have done so since launching its air campaign last September in support of President Bashar al-Assad. In Aleppo, an aid worker, Ismail Abdullah, points out airstrikes that are so tragic daily routine in the city.
We will hear the bombing. This is the bombing, the sound. This is the sound of bombing. Russian intervention changed the game, and we have a lot of bombing, targeting civil defense centers, targeted hospitals, targeted schools, targeted markets.
In Geneva, Alessandra Valucci is the director of the United Nations Information Service.
The Commission is gravely concerned for the safety of civilians, including a reported 100,000 children living in eastern Aleppo City, where violence has reached new highs in recent weeks as asymmetric warfare intensifies over control of armed group-held neighborhoods and their principal remaining supply lines.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. military officials have assured China they are under no threat from South Korea's decision to deploy a U.S. anti-missile defense system. The U.S. and South Korea have agreed to base the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System in Seoul. It is intended to destroy possible North Korean missiles. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump on Monday called for extreme vetting, including ideological screening, to try to catch people who intend to enter the U.S. to cause harm. Mr. Trump spelled out his immigration and foreign policies on Monday in a Youngstown, Ohio speech. He said immigration policy is the common thread linking past U.S. terrorist attacks.
9/11, the Fort Hood shooting, the Boston bombing, the San Bernardino attack, the Orlando attack, is that they have involved immigrants or the children of immigrants. Clearly, new screening procedures are needed.
Now, his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, and Vice President Joe Biden campaigned in Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, where the vice president questioned Trump's temperament, intellect, and qualifications for entering the White House.
Trump's ideas are not only profoundly wrong, they're very dangerous, and they're very un-American. They reveal a profound ignorance of our Constitution. It's a recipe for playing into the hands of outlanders because you've been standing so long. It's a recipe for playing in the hands of terrorists and their propaganda.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.